You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, South Africa's richest province, Gauteng, is reeling. A 550 million rand project to rehabilitate the busy Golden Highway has, I read, been stalled, threatened by violent so-called construction mafias. Workers have been shot, there's been extortion, there's been assault, and local taxi and business forums are now demanding cuts, even councillors allegedly ordering action to be taken as far as they're concerned. Well, I want to get a perspective on this from the Gauteng Provincial Government, and I'm joined by Lesiba Mpia, who speaks for them. Lesiba, first of all, are you aware, or to what extent is provincial government aware of these threats, and how concerned are you?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. We are quite concerned about the disturbances of the projects on site. And as a matter of fact, these are actions that we condemned with the contempt they deserve. It has been brought to our attention that the matter is being taken to court, or there's an interdict on several disruptions that are happening on site. We are also concerned that since the commencement of the project, and which is what the MEC would have unequivocally made her inputs on, is the non-participation of SMMEs in that particular project. She has expressed that it's a constitutional matter, and perhaps maybe because of the public narrative that exists that there are construction mafias, she has not been quick to judge. She has given an ear from the communities concerned, and this has come to her attention that there's no community participation, irrespective of the budget that has been given to that project.
Taxpayers would be entitled to ask how half a billion rand in public funds is safe if contractors are being shot at. Surely accelerated action needs to be taken by the authorities in this respect.
Absolutely. In the interdict, we are cited as a seventh respondent, and we know what is expected of government. As a matter of fact, this contractor is an agent acting on our behalf. And our responsibility is to make sure that there's financial prudency, there's performance of that particular project, and there's no disturbance. And of course, as part of the taxpayer's concern, is on preferential procurement, particularly on targeted groups. And we're quite concerned that the targeted groups, that the people living with disabilities, youth and women, are not finding expression in the participation of that. So we don't want to have a one-sided approach. Whilst we condemned and we condemn the actions of those that came on site, intimidated, caused violence, shot at people, we will not accept that. And we are actually elevating and escalating law enforcement to ensure that everyone is safe there. But as part of the broader conversation is that we can't have a situation where there's economic exclusion, particularly on those that are targeted groups that must participate from the actual government fiscus. And as you coil it quite correctly, it is taxpayers' money. It has got to be prudently distributed across all board. And that is the conversation we're having with the contractor.
Is the province categorically going to blacklist the so-called mafia firms?
Look, of course, yes. Anyone who demonstrates actions of a mafia, we don't even have to have a conversation with them. We have engaged law enforcement to actually take action in that regard. We don't get into a conversation with criminals because we regard an action of going on site, shooting at people, as criminal. We isolate that from a broader conversation of economic exclusions. The province's position is that in Gauteng, there is no place for construction mafia. And when it's raised, it's ugly headed. Waiting.
How are companies protected, those that are willing to stand up to this?
Look, we know that the Premier would have had an integrated policing. And in that integrated policing approach, there's a situation where municipalities work in collaboration with police law enforcement agencies. And we're very quick to then dispatch our police to ensure that everyone's lives are protected on site. and we can deploy them as long as possible, as long as we are going to ensure that people are safe, the contract meets its actual projected completion, it is actually performing within budget, and that is what is our expectation. We do not want to see projects applying for variation orders outside of the project scope, outside of the projected budget. That is exactly what we're not only protecting companies, it is the integrity of that project that we've also got to protect. It is also the integrity of communities that are a beneficiaries of that project, because once those projects are completed by reputable companies such as the one on site, it is the communities that are going to be beneficial to that. Whilst we do not have a place for construction mafias, we definitely do not want to substitute that with community participation. Community participation in that project is seen as a constitutional imperative, and that we're going to see that through.
And just a final one and a quick answer, please. Do you not find it both unacceptable and extraordinary that ward councillors ordered police off-site?
Yeah, well, that is unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate. We are still interacting with that particular instance. We don't know what was the cause of that, but in the instance where there's danger, the expectation is that you'll have to see police on site, you know, all emergency services on site. For them to be, ordered out is just outrageous.
Thank you very much indeed. Speaking for the Gauteng Provincial Government, that is Lesiba Mpia. Thank you so much.